You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Kedoshim. The parsha begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokecha. Then immediately afterwards, the next pasuk, there is juxtaposed two mitzvahs, Ish Imoi V'Aviv Tirol, a person should revere, literal translation, should fear their father and mother, which is the mitzvah of Kibbut Av V'Em. And then the next mitzvah, Es Shapsoisai Tishmavu. And we know from the Gemara, from many places, that one of the accepted ways of learning the Torah is to darshan smichus, which means that if one pasuk is next to another, or one inyan is next to another, our Chazal say there's a reason that the Torah puts them in this order, and we can learn one from another. So this shir is focused on why, although there are many mitzvahs mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim, why do we pick these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kibbut Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Shmirah Shabbos, to be placed right next to Kedoshim Tiyu? So an answer that occurs to me, in my humble opinion, is there seems to be great similarity to these three mitzvahs and why they connect to one another. The mitzvahs of Kibbut Av V'Em and Shmirah Shabbos both happen to be in the Aseres HaDibros, which obviously indicate there is some sort of primacy, there's a special Kedusha there, that because not all the mitzvahs are in the Aseres HaDibros. And I'd like to take a few minutes in this year to focus on this parallel between Kedoshim Tiyu, Kibbut Av V'Em, and Shmirah Shabbos. We find, focusing on Shmirah Shabbos and Kibbut Av V'Em, that you could be Mekayim these mitzvahs in a limited way. And we know Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar for every person who does anything good. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu mikaper schar kol beryo, we've mentioned before, Kodesh Baruch Hu does not take away the schar, the repayment for any positive thing that's done. And we could be mekayim, let's say, Shmirah Shabbos in a very small way. You can make a special tafshil. You can buy a special food for Shabbos, and you're being the kind of the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. Shmirah Shabbos Kodesh, the Kedusha Shabbos, Oynig, some of the Svarim bring down that if you do a malacha in the middle of the week, and you say, for example, when you light a match, you say, this I cannot do on Shabbos. With this saying of words, while you're doing a malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Remember Shabbos and its holiness. That's perhaps a good example of being mekayim in a small way, Shmiras Shabbos. And by Kibbut Av V'Em, this is certainly also true. If you do a small kovet for your parents, if you call them, if you send them a special gift, if you make them feel good, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av V'Em. But the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that it's impossible to really be a Shomer Shabbos unless you learn Hilchos Shabbos, because there are the Av Melochis, there are the Toldos. There's a lot of detail regarding what we are not allowed to do and what we are supposed to do. And there's no way we can be Mekayim it in its entirety without giving a lot of time and effort to learning these halachas. And that's why, in a very practical way, whatever age you are, man or woman, it's a very good idea to go through a sefer like Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chosay. It's available in English. Become acquainted with these halachot. Not because you're supposed to become a poysek. It's because you should be aware in some basic way, so that if we have a shaila, you know how to ask, what to ask. And it is for this reason, seemingly, that if someone is Shomer Shabbos, being that it's such an all-encompassing project, in a manner of speaking, that if we try our best to do it right, it says that it is as if they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah L'Kulo. The schar is seemingly much greater than many other mitzvahs. It's as if you were Mekayim the whole Torah just by being Shomer Shabbos. This is what it says. And perhaps similarly, Kibbut Av, as we mentioned a moment ago, you could be Mekayim it in a very small way, just to make your parents feel good, or doing a small thing. But to do it properly, you can't be yotze by sending a Mother's Day card or a Father's Day card to your father. And when we get older, by definition, if we're fortunate to have parents alive, they get older, and they need more and more help. And we cannot be yotze our chiv of kibud av, the em, by doing a relatively small thing. And this is important to talk about, because there are many people, perhaps I can use the phrase, who are cavalier about adequately focusing on the needs of our parents as they get older. And although sometimes there is no choice, you have to send them to an old age home because it's not possible to do the job yourself. But many people, unfortunately, abdicate their responsibility to do the best that they can for our parents when they need us the most, when they're old and frail. And parenthetically, I would like to add that it's a good idea that our kids watch how we are mechabed our parents, because if we're mechabed our parents properly and our kids watch, there's a very good chance that we will be taken care of better by them, by our children, because they will see how we were mechabed our parents. So in a manner of speaking, if I may use this phrase, some of these mitzvahs are deceptive. And of course, the schar is related to the work that we put into it, lefum tzara aga. And that's why by being mechabed our parents, it's leman yerichun yomecha, which is also an outstanding, unusual thing that the Torah does, that it tells us the great schar we have. Most mitzvahs, it doesn't say the schar we have for, but literally our lives will be longer if we're mekayim this mitzvah properly. Now, there seems, as I said before, to be a parallel between these two mitzvahs and the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu. Because kedoshim tiyu, we can do this in many ways, which, if I may use this word, which is not precise, in a minimal way. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin says, Daf Lamed Tes, that if we just sit someplace and we have a thought of doing an avera, a sin, and we refrain from doing it, we could be mekayim, or we are mekayim, the mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu, by not doing anything. So perhaps this is a good example of how we could be mekayim kedoshim tiyu in a small way. But it seems, by virtue of the fact there are so many mitzvahs that are mentioned in this parsha, a superior adherence, if we're very focused on them the way the Torah wants us to, then there seems to be a special element of kedoshim tiyu by doing those mitzvahs in a complete way. And really, the focus of this shir is to focus on this particular aspect of kedoshim tiyu, that it is deceptive, or could be deceptive. And as I often do, I'm going to focus on the Kava Yoshel Perek Nun Beis. And he says a very fascinating thing. He starts off, Al Tir Tzadik Harbe, Va'al Tirsha Harbe, which is a pasuk in Kehelet. And without going into great detail, but going into some detail, that there are people that we might observe that are doing things that are external manifestations of firmkeit, like taking a long time in davening, like kissing their tefillin a lot when there are people around. And the Kava Yoshel, who is famous for being, in a manner of speaking, white hot in his firmkeit, he says in this parak, be careful when you observe people that are doing this. And this is what the pasuk means, al tiyeh tzadik harbe. Be suspicious of people who are very involved in external manifestations of their firmkeit. Because occasionally, and he has two very powerful stories about this, occasionally you could see someone exhibiting such behavior, and in truth they are masking something ugly. And for those kind people who listen to my share often, you know I often use the phrase that we have to use brevity. We have to be makatza. We have to shorten some of the stories. Here, I'm going to take the unusual step of not mentioning the stories at all. Because, again, as per my perception, they're too powerful to put on it. But anyone who has the opportunity and the ability to look up these two stories in Perek Nun Beis and the Kava Yoshel, I think if they're not acquainted, will be shocked of the examples that he gives of people who did specific external manifestations of religiosity, which were masking very, very ugly averis that they were doing. And being that we're not going to talk about it, as I just said, I don't think it lends itself for discussion. But suffice it to say that there are people out there, and my father told this to me, Zechariah Levracha, a number of times, being that there are many people that want to do the right thing, and they're Bali Tshuva, many of them, and they think that doing these external manifestations of religiosity are a good thing, and they are mistaken. And some outside of the Kaveh Yashar, very great tzaddikim, both chassidisha and non-chassidisha, voiced their upset with people who did this. Because if you want to be religious, you have to be religious in your heart. But as an important postscript, I just would like to make mention of what the Kaveh Yashar says at the very end of this parak, that in summation of whose words, if you're trying to figure out who is truly a Yirah Shamayim and who is really a tzaddik and who you should prefer to interact with, klal zeh nekoit biyadcha, take this rule in hand. A person that wants to remove himself from money which is not his and totally removes himself from momen gezel or momen geneva, and his masa matan is be'emuna, he is scrupulous in his financials, such a person, you should know, is a tzaddik v'yosha, v'vada. But when you behold somebody who does external manifestations of religiosity and broadcasts, while at the same time not being oisik with masa matan be'emuna, with honest dealings, tzorech laharchik mimenu mikol minei harchokis, you have to remove yourself from such a person, no matter how religious he acts. Ki ikar hayira v'hatzitkis hu b'momen. The main yira and tzitkis of a person is in how he handles himself financially. And if you see somebody who does handle himself like this, be'emuna, hu tzadik gomo. This is the true tzadik gomo. This book should help that. We should be zoicha to know what to do, when to do it, and to know who to interact with, who is trustworthy and reliable in the Yirah Shamayim and a tzaddik, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. We'll be zoicha to refuas and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.